At the end of this essay, Wolf comes back to the programmatic aspect of what the Verein is all about. A study of texts leading to a study of history, finally leading to that abstraction called the essence of Judaism. In other words, the essential philosophy of what Judaism is. Here I want to insert Wolf in his own words, because the text is a wonderful product of its time. To read the language of the text is to really enter into the basic assumptions under which Wolf and his colleagues lived and tried to create a Jewish philosophy. So let me read a small part of this to you, and I will read it slow enough that you will be able to hear it. Scientific knowledge of Judaism must decide on the merits or demerits of the Jews. Here is scholarship deciding what is good about being Jewish or not good about being Jewish, their fitness or unfitness to be given the same status and respect of other citizens. This alone will make known the inner character of Judaism and separate the essential from the accidental, the original from the later addition. Science alone is above the partisanship, passions, and prejudices of daily life, for its aim is truth. I mean genuine science, free and infinite, not that pseudoscience which only consists of empty reasoning in an arbitrary combination of different opinions, which number among them prejudices due to selfishness, love of power, envy, and vanity. It remains to indicate in a few words that aspect in the light of which the establishment of a science of Judaism seems to be a necessity of our age. This is the inner world of the Jews themselves. This world, too, has in many ways been disturbed and shaken by the unrelenting progress of the spirit. Notice that's the language of Hegel. And the associated changes in the life of the peoples. It is manifest everywhere that the fundamental principle of Judaism is again in a state of inner ferment, striving to assume a shape in harmony with the spirit of the times. But in accordance with the age, this development can only take place through the medium of science. For the scientific attitude is the characteristic of our time. But as the formation of a science of Judaism is an essential need for the Jews themselves, it is clear that although the field of science is open to all men, it is primarily the Jews who are called upon to devote themselves to it. The Jews must once again show their mettle as doughty fellow workers for the common task of mankind. They must raise themselves and their principle to the level of a science, for this is the attitude of the European world. This attitude must banish the relationship of strangeness in which Jews and Judaism have hitherto stood in relation to the outside world. And if one day a bond is to join the whole of humanity, then it is the bond of science, the bond of pure reason, the bond of truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah is what I added. That language is really quite remarkable. It is a language which suggests, indeed, remember we define the problem of modern Jewish thought as the judge and jury of Jewish activity becomes essentially the non-Jewish world. Here, just substitute the word science. Jews are inferior. The assumption is there. We have to raise ourselves, so he says, to the level of European civilization as a whole, to the level of science. We are insecure. We must, through our own efforts, through our own activities, somehow push ourselves so that we can be on their level, on their standards. In other words, built in is the assumption that Jews are inferior, that only the European attitude is an attitude worth considering, and that attitude means stepping up to the plate, trying to become as good as everybody else, through science, through scientific research, through learning, through the kind of activity which this scholarship is all about. We are not so enamored of science in our own day, and however we want to define the word science. We are not so enamored of scholarship and the world of ideas. But appreciate where this man was coming from, and you appreciate the remarkably, and I've used the word several times, naive, but incredibly sincere efforts on the part of this group of scholars to create the world they tried to create. The Verein focused all of its energies on reintegrating Judaism within European civilization. But what is missing from all of this is one principal point. If you're going to end up with a philosophy that leads you to Spinoza, what remains?